Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I told him, get used to this. This is the new norm in Philadelphia, playing and hopefully playing into February every year. My mindset is to be back again, to do it again, and to keep doing it, and to keep doing it.
New norm. That's right. Marks and Reese are back. It's the new norm. Like, that was Doug Peterson on the day of the parade. I guess after everything, or day of the parade, February 7th.
Yeah, that sounds like the day of the parade, right? Because the game was Sunday, the 4th.
Was it a Wednesday? So it was parade day that he said that.
Yeah.
Sounding as confident as I would have sounded after I won a Super Bowl and did it in the fashion that they did it and coming out and speaking. But he said the new norm, and that was something we talked about a lot in the offseason leading into the preseason and then the regular season. And a lot of people bought in. A lot of people said, you know what, this team, what they have with Carson Wentz, with Howie, with Doug, yes, this is a team that will win multiple Super Bowls. It's only a matter of when's the next one. Is it this year? Is it next year? Right. Or whatever. But the new norm is that we're going to be here every year because that's what we're going to do. And what I've learned about the NFL, especially this year, and just kind of remind you what the league is, man, year to year, this league is tough. This year is tough. So it's not easy to be the Patriots where you can win or lose a Super Bowl and come back out and be there and be relevant at the end of the season almost every single year. So the new norm, a lot of us thought the Eagles were a team that could come out and be the new norm, and they just don't look like it right now. The Eagles look like a good team with a very bright future that are a lot like the Packers or the Saints or some other teams that have won a Super Bowl but aren't the new norm, which is going to be there every single year and multiple Super Bowls locked up.
Yeah, well, as long as you got an opportunity. I mean, what the Patriots have done, not everybody can duplicate. And that's why when you talk about the best or the greatest, that's why it's Belichick and Tom Brady. I mean, that's why. That's what separates them from Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, the Saints and Drew Brees, the Steelers, and Ben Roethlisberger. That's what separates them. Their greatness, their ability to block all that stuff out, Bill Belichick, and it's why I always say it. When I look at that dynasty and I look at that 20-year run that it's been and it's still going, it's Bill Belichick. It starts with Bill Belichick. And I know the players have to play and Brady has to do what he does, but Bill Belichick sets the tone and the culture that's there. He sets that. So, you know, it's going to always fall back on Doug as the head coach. The difference here is that Doug doesn't make the personnel decisions by himself.
Right. Howie's running the organization.
Yeah, say yes.
Belichick's running that organization.
Yes, Belichick runs that organization.
Yep.
You know, so... But that's the difference. And we have the opportunity to do that. We have the opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think right now they're learning that this isn't some sort of light switch you can just flip on. Coach is learning that, and the players are learning that.
The fans are learning it. The front office is learning it.
But I'll tell you, the one thing that gives me confidence is that the quarterback is locked in.
Yeah, he is.
It's not like the quarterback showed up after being on a banquet tour all offseason celebrating that he won the Super Bowl and was the Super Bowl MVP and he's doing commercials everywhere.
Oh, like Nick?
The quarterback showed up. Yeah, the quarterback showed up locked in and ready to go. And as soon as they catch up to where he's at, this thing will take
off. Okay.
It'll take, because we're talking about pre-snap penalties. We're talking about not being able to pick up line stunts from D linemen. You're not locked in like he's locked in, right?
Coverage breakdowns on defense.
Coverage breakdowns, yeah, all that type of stuff. Because these guys were celebrating all offseason. Carson Wentz hasn't been celebrating all offseason.
You're dead on, man.
He hasn't been celebrating all offseason. He's been working to get back to where he put this team in position to be celebrating.
So do people think that that I'm overreacting when I say I look at the Saints and the Packers and I say Hall of Fame quarterbacks, mm-hmm. top echelon quarterbacks, great quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. But what does that get
you? Top 10 all time.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But what does that get you? Drew Brees won a Super Bowl in 2009.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, 2010 season.
Yeah.
None have been back since.
Both of them have been almost a decade ago.
That's a long time. Yeah. You're talking about among the greats in NFL history at the position. So I can look at it and say, yeah, they're a good team. That last year wasn't a fluke. Carson Wentz is still a great young quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have the other stuff going your way.
Yeah, it just means you won't be terrible.
It means you'll make the playoffs and you win some playoff games.
Yeah, it just means you won't be terrible every year. Yeah.
But we were talking about the new norm, though. That's what we were talking about. We were talking about not being that.
Yeah, and the new norm doesn't, at least I didn't take it as, you're a playoff contender every year.
That wasn't the new norm.
Yeah, that's not the new norm to me.
I don't feel the new norm.
We had that on the Coach Reed.
Yeah, we had plenty of years.
The playoffs, yeah.
Plenty of years.
No, new norm in my mind meant the new norm for championship parades.
Multiple championships.
Yeah.
Including, in August, we asked you, if five Super Bowls, and this is one of these dumb Ben questions, is five Super Bowls a realistic goal for the Eagles? Five Super Bowls. 57% say yes. The same day, how many total Super Bowls will the Eagles win with Carson Wentz and Nick Foles? 70% said at least three. They said three, four, or five. 70%.
I was in that 70%.
Me too.
Yeah.
Will the Eagles become a dynasty like the Patriots? This is today. Or are they closer to the Saints and Packers? Right now, it's 81% say Saints and Packers.
Wow.
Man, people have jumped.
Wow.
888-729-9494. So this is what I'm saying, right? Eagles are still a good team. The Eagles still have a good future. But what does that mean? Does that mean that this is a team that's going to be in the Super Bowl for the most part, year after year after year? That's the new norm to me. This is not the new norm. It was an overreaction, and then we ran with it. It's the gold standard.
Nah.
It's the new gold standard, Ike.
No. Nah, I'm not buying that.
No?
Nope. I see multiple Super Bowls. I still see exactly what we saw months ago. I just don't see it out on the field yet.
I see another Super Bowl, Carson.
Yeah, I just don't see it out on the field right now. But I still envision what I was envisioning back in February of, man, I can get used to this. This is the new norm. I can get used to this.
But I'll say I see another championship because Carson's going to get one, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I don't see this team being 12 or 13 wins every year like the Patriots are. I don't see this team every single year making the playoffs.
Well, part of we got to remember this. Part of the Patriots 12 and 13 is 13 wins are playing in the AFC East. So if our division doesn't necessarily become a good division, then we can win.
Should be.
I mean, hell, with Andy, we did it for 5 years.
Took the words out of my mouth. After their Super Bowl run in 2000, the Giants were done.
Right.
The Redskins were done. Right. The Cowboys were done.
Yeah.
And you guys are that much better than the entire division.
Yep. So, and right now, we look like the best team in the division. We got the best quarterback. Dallas doesn't even know if Dak is their quarterback past next year. We know Alex Smith, at best, is Alex Smith.
And he doesn't scare
you.
And
we wish he could be there for 10 more years.
He may beat you in a division game during the regular season, but they're not doing anything.
Alex Smith's not doing it. And same thing with Eli. Eli's 37, 38 years old.
He's done.
So the Eagles are in position to rule the NFC East.
Not even close.
Yes, they're in that position.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. It's the Marks and Reese Show. Come on, Eagles fans, I want to hear you. We are all we talked about, the new norm. Get comfortable with the new norm. Man, I don't know about this new norm that we were talking about. 888-729-9494.
Hey.
This team's not the new norm. There's no new norm. This is a good team.
I'm going to get the new norm tattooed on my back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.